USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Protests erupted against police when an officer fatally shot a man after stopping his vehicle for a traffic violation on Sunday. The shooting took place in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. The police stop turned into an arrest when warrants were discovered on 20-year-old Dante Wright. A struggle ensued and Dante was shot and killed. Police say both officers' body cameras were recording during the incident. Governor Greg Abbott, the Republican from Texas, said Sunday that Republicans are not alone anymore when it comes to pushing back against the Biden administration's handling of the southern border. Last week, Abbott called the federal government to shut down the Freeman Coliseum in San Antonio, Texas, after multiple allegations surfaced of sexual abuse. Representative Henry Cuellar, the Democrat from Texas, also slammed the Biden administration. We have a new Masters golf champion. Japan's Hideki Matsuyama landed the green jacket with a 10 under par and takes home $2,070,000 for the win. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The cruise line industry being shut down from the pandemic not only hurts workers, it hurts tourist-dependent communities. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Restrictions on cruise ships have been extended until November. Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy tells Fox News having the industry shut down during the pandemic has been decimating.
Between last year and this year, if the season is canceled, we're going to have about a $3.3 billion economic loss in Alaska. That's in a state with about a $56 billion GDP, so it's going to be significant. We're going to lose millions of dollars in local revenue for our communities, especially along the coast. Unemployment rates will remain stubbornly high.
Governor Dunleavy has sent a report to the White House outlining the impacts it is having on his state. Carnival Cruises has threatened to pull its ships out of the U.S. because of the CDC's order.
Nearly 30 million people took a cruise between 2009 and 2019. There are 314 cruise ships operating worldwide. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Dr. Fauci continues to push the mask mandate, even if you've been vaccinated. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The United States set a new record Saturday for COVID vaccinations administered, delivering 4.3 million doses in a single day. But Dr. Anthony Fauci says infection rates are still on the high side, even with those vaccination efforts. The U.S. is averaging more than 60,000 new cases per day over the last 7 days. The White House's chief medical advisor tells MSNBC that even if you are vaccinated, you should still take some precautions.
If you are vaccinated, please remember that you still have to be careful and not get involved in crowded situations, particularly indoors where people are not wearing masks. And for the time being, until we show definitively that a person who's vaccinated does not get this subclinical infection and can spread to others, you should also continue to wear a mask.
The Food and Drug Administration reported 3 days ago masks may help prevent people who have COVID-19 from spreading the virus to others. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken on Sunday's Meet the Press admitted that the coronavirus got out of hand faster because of China. During the interview, Blinken said China didn't do what it needed to do in the early stages of the pandemic in response to a question about whether he believes China knows about the origins of the coronavirus. Blinken expressed real concerns about the methodology and the process that went into the WHO Origins report, including the fact that the government in Beijing apparently helped to write it. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.